Welcome, everybody. Share number 1085. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moisha Doiv Ben Rav Aaron Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moisha and Rafu Shalema Rivka Bas Miriam Yehudis. Shtakaver Rafu Shalema Psoich Shacholi Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of Zereya planting. Okay, so we're just continuing on right now in the Mishnah Berurah, explaining the various different ins and outs. And right now, we've established the fact that, of course, any type of action which helps plants, vegetations, items which are in the ground, or even a flower pot, or whatever the case like that, plants, flowers, and so on, whatever action helps it grow, like, you know, putting water on the ground, throwing water on the ground, putting seeds in the ground, letting sunlight in, and these various different type of things. Of course, we're trying to go through all the various different details, would be the malacha of Zereya planting. Okay, so we are in the middle of the Mechaber said, the Shulchan Aruch told us in the last share that one is, what if one, for whatever reason, is eating outside, you have to be careful that you're not allowed to wash your hands over the grass. You have a grassy area, you're not allowed to wash your hands over the grassy area, even though one is going to say, what do you mean? What's the problem? I'm just washing for challah. But we said, but it's what we know as a psik resha, it'll happen automatically, inadvertently. And a person can avoid it, and that is the malacha of Zereya. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah continues on and just explains to us what do we mean by this psik resha thing, that whereby if one washes their hands, I'm washing v'chala, what's the problem? But it's a psik resha, it's going to happen automatically. So what is this all about? Tells us the Mishnah Berurah, again, on grass, when I'm doing it on grass, I'm washing my hands over grass, that you cannot do, even though it's for a different reason and not for the plantation itself. Tells us the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan, Chav Zayin, the Yev Shishalo. It's impossible that it's not going to help it grow. When you're watering plants, it always makes it grow. I mean, unless it's like a massive amount of water. But over here, obviously, it's a small amount of water. You're just washing. He says further, does the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chof Zayin Vim Uichol Begina She'ena Shaloi. Now, that's all that is if the person eats in a place whereby it's their garden or it's their backyard or whatever the case is, and their grass. But Vim Uichol Begina She'ena Shaloi. If, let's say, somebody eats in a place whereby it's not their garden, it eats by somebody else, let's say. V'lo yishal odom ho'oy havay. It's not like his friend, right? It's not his, I'm going to say his enemy, but he couldn't care less. Bottom line is that he couldn't care less. In other words, he couldn't care less if the grass grows or doesn't grow. Let me explain like this. If it's a person's own backyard or a person's own grass or own plantation, obviously when the water goes onto the ground, it's what we call a psik resha denichale. It's good for me. It's my grass and I want it to grow. It should look good. It's my plants. I want it to grow. It should look good. So thereby, when the water goes on the plants, even though I'm doing it to wash for challah, right? But it's a psik resha. It's going to happen automatically and it's good for me. It's nichale. It's good for me. It's my ground. But when it's, and also the same thing would apply if it's my friend. I have a friend and I like him and I want his grass to grow also. But if it's in a place whereby, whatever, I couldn't care less if the grass grows or not, then it's one, what we call basically psikreshet loynichale, right? So then he brings down yesh matirin, there are those who matter the sphere lehu, the cave in the psikreshet loynichale. Since it's a psikreshet loynichale, it'll happen automatically, fine, I understand that, but it's loynichale. I couldn't care less if the grass grows over here or not. In other words, I'm eating in a place whereby it's not mine, it's not my friend's, it's whatever. It's maybe an open yard in camp or something like that, right? I just give an example. In camp, what do I care if the grass grows or not, right? So then, shari af lechatchil, it says, according to some poskim, it's even allowed to do this lechatchil, not to water the grass, not to wash over the grass, but to eat over there, right? Or maybe even possibly to wash fachal over there because of psik reshet leinichle. But he does end off, Lamaisi does end off, and say, does the Mishnah Berurah, v'hai b'poiskim oisrim gam b'psik reshet leinichle lechatchila. That lechatchila, bottom line is, and he brings it from Simon Shin Chof, which talks about that whole linion over there, which we're not going to get into it right now. Bottom line is, when it comes to a psik reshet, even though it's the leinichle, and it's not my grass, and it's not my friend's grass, I couldn't care less, you know, if the grass grows over there or not, but lechatchila, definitely one should be careful not to wash for challah over there on that grass, even though it's psikreshet leinichalei and it is a drabanan, but lechatchila we do not do that. Okay, well, we'll get into more details again, like as we go down the line, but right now we're just trying to establish the halacha, the sort of the foundation, and get a little bit into practical applications. He brings down another case, which, again, is not going to probably come up too often, but if somebody, for whatever reason, may reglaim, has to urinate in those, on grass or those areas, why the Shulchan Aruch said that that would, let's say, a little child have to use the bathroom or whatever the case is. So a person will say, well, okay, so go on the grass by the tree or whatever, right? Sometimes little children, especially very little children, they're being toilet trained or whatever. So it's something along those lines. So even though you say, wait a second, I can't let my child go over there to the, you know, to go Merig Lion because of the fact that there's grass, he's watering the grass. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that mutter lahotel behem Merig Lion. To do Merig Lion, if you're, let's say, in a case like a little child, for example, I'm just giving an example. That is okay. Why? So it tells us the Mishabura and Sifkat and Chavches, Lefisha Azim Heim. It's like, it's very acidy, right? So Vesorfim es Hazaroim, Umoinim Oisamila Hatzmiach. It's not gonna make it grow. That doesn't, Meirag Lime doesn't, like urine doesn't make grass grow. Opposite. It's gonna burn it. It's acidy and it burns the grass and it withholds it from growing. So it's actually doing the opposite of making grass grow. So that's why, if for whatever reason, the little child or whatever has to, you know, use the bathroom, and for whatever reason, they can't get into the house or whatever, so that is okay. That's how the Mechaber brings it down, and that's how the Mishabura explains it. Okay, so it's just moving along. Said the Mishabura, the Mechaber told us that, okay, so now, also Sharmashkin, the other types of drinks, which we have to see, some drinks are like seltzer, it's very close to water, we have to see how that works, but the Mishnah Berurah says that which the Mechaber said, that other types of drinks would be no problem to throw down on the grass, because it does also, it might burn the grass, it's not going to help it grow. Let's say somebody, for whatever reason, is actually eating on the grass, or they're on their porch, or whatever, they throw down, right, there's an air of whatever, they'll throw down something over there, let's say some, so you can't throw down water, but let's say wine. I have some leftover wine in my cup, and I just dump it out on the grass. Is that a problem? So Mishnah Berurah explains to us that the Hainu Kagoyin Yayin, just like wine. A good example of this, where the Mechaber says, Oishar Mashkim, Sheinim Atzmichim, that other types of drinks that don't make the grass grow, or other plantation grow, Mishnah Berurah explains, the Hainu Kagoyin Yayin. An example of this will be wine. Wine. So if I have a little bit of wine left over in my cup and I just dump it out on the grass, right, I'm on my porch or whatever, so I'm not, or in the sukkah, let's say, in a case of whereby it's sukkahs and the sukkah is on the grass and I just dump it down, so that would also not be a problem. The same thing, because the fishahu as the chazak v'sarev gam hazram, also the same thing, because of the fact that it burns the grass, it does not make it grow. Just like the Meirag Lion we saw over there that burns the grass, over the same thing over here, v'chein shar mashkin shu ke'ein zeh, it has to be something that's similar to like wine, whereby it's very strong and it's mamish gonna, you know, burn the grass. It's not gonna make it grow. It does the opposite of making the grass grow. But we're gonna have to see upcoming shiurim, which drinks fall into that category. It doesn't mean you could dump, if it's not water, I'll just dump it on the grass. It doesn't work like that. But wine, we definitely see, falls into this category. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch, a cult of